light, space, zest, that's God. So with God on my side, I am fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. Psalm 27:1. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hi friends, my name is Lisa Keys Matthews, and I am the conference lay leader for the North Alabama Conference of the United Methodist Church. I am also a district developer working in new and renewing churches and a member of First United Methodist Church in Florence. That verse that I just read, Psalm 27:1, is from The Message. That verse makes me feel like I should be standing tall like a superhero with a cape on that's flapping in the wind. You know that look? I love the feeling that verse gives me. I'm going to read that verse again, and let's practice Lectio Divina. Listen for the word or phrase that stands out for you. Then just sit with it a moment. Light, space, zest, that's God. So with God on my side, I am fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. So what stood out to you? For me, it's the word zest. Zest is a kind of an enthusiasm or zeal. If you've got zest for something, you put your whole heart and soul into it. Dancers who have great zest leap and kick and soar their way around the stage with a kind of joyful energy. Little kids often have a zest for life, don't you think? They run and they cheer and they laugh and they roll in the grass. That's the way we should feel about God, right? Fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. And that word zest, that's saying that God has zest. God is light. God is space. God has zeal and enthusiasm. In the Christian calendar, we've moved past Holy Week, where we experience Jesus riding into Jerusalem, to acclamation and cheers on what we know as Palm Sunday. Then seemingly, just days later, Jesus is betrayed by Judas to the Roman authorities. His best friends scatter, and Peter denies even knowing Jesus. Then Jesus is humiliated, hung on a cross, but in the midst of all that, thinks to make sure his mother is going to be taken care of. And then he dies a horrific death in crucifixion. What a tragic set of events. We can't even really imagine what that week was like for Jesus or for his disciples. We've also, in the calendar, moved past the day after Jesus' crucifixion, Holy Saturday or Holy and Great Saturday, when the disciples enter the liminal space of their lives. Liminal space is a space of unknown where you're standing there, you can't go back to what was, but you don't know how to move forward yet. Holy Saturday is a liminal space. The disciples, not just the remaining 11, but probably 70 plus others, they just don't know what to do next. Their hearts are broken. And unlike us, to quote S.M. Lockridge, they don't know Sunday is coming. Unlike us, they have not yet experienced Christ's resurrection. And they don't know Sunday is coming. We have celebrated Easter, the day that represents Jesus Christ's resurrection. And now, because of Christ's resurrection, we must truly believe with our hearts, minds, souls, and bodies what Psalm 27:1 says. With that in mind, let's continue our Lectio Divina. Reflect on the word or phrase that stood out to you and reflect on it within the verse and think about what it says to you. Light, space, zest, that's God. So with God on my side, I'm fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. God is light. God is our space, zest in God. Let's remember to find the joy in God who is with us and in us. Now, as I read the verse for the last time, ask yourself, what is God calling me to do with what I hear or have learned in this verse? Light, space, and zest, that's God. So with God on my side, I am fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. So what is God calling you to do? Maybe you should put your hands on your hips, throw your shoulders back, hold your head up high, and be fearless. Maybe even wear a cape. Dun, da, da. Let's practice leaning on the resurrected cross, the resurrected Christ. Let's practice joy and finding joy every day. Let's practice the love of God, knowing that He walks with us and guides us every minute of every day. God, who is our light, our beauty, and in whom we find rest. God of grace and God of mercy, in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you have brought us into your new creation. Help us to experience your light, your space, your zest, because that is who you are. Form us into your people and order our lives in you. Help us to live fearlessly and share our life stories of how you have changed our lives and how you have brought happiness and joy out of our brokenness. In the most holy name of Christ, our Lord, I pray. Amen and alleluia.